Good morning, everyone. It is somewhere after midnight on the 4th of May, and I'm just going to do a quick response to Lee Hodge, who has put an audio boo up with some concerns about the current trend of people talking about who they follow. Now, I never meant to offend anybody at all. It's the last thing I want, the really, really last thing I wanted to do. I saw other people, three other people that had done it, and I thought, the reason I did it was because I wanted to say nice things about everybody, because I do enjoy all the things I listen to. If I didn't, I wouldn't be following these people. On reflection, going through my followers list, I saw some people that I'm pretty sure I never followed. That might be why I was a bit flippant, said I don't know who they are, because and the same goes for my people that are following me. I know for a fact there are several people on my list that do not follow me. I know they've never followed me because I've never had notification of it. And when I, and knowing so, because they're people I follow, I've looked at their list of followers, of people they're following, sorry, and I'm not on any of these ones. I've got 167 followers, and on the list of my people I follow, that are following me, it says something like 179. So there's all these people on there that aren't actually following me, but they're on the list. And I think the same goes for my people I'm following. There's quite a few people I don't recognise the names at all, that I don't believe I ever actively followed. And I went through the list. I didn't miss anybody out, because I was very conscious that I don't know who listens to my posts out of the people that follow me. And I don't follow all the people that follow me for the simple reason. When someone follows me on Audioboom, what I tend to do is have a look at their profile. And if they haven't got any posts, I don't follow them back for the simple reason. I don't want to follow somebody when I don't know who they are. I can't put a voice to the name. And some of the names are pretty weird. So what I tend to do is I don't follow them, but every so often, like every like 2 or 3 months, I will actually go. I did it the other day. I got to S and my battery died, so I haven't finished going through them yet. But I went through. I go through all my people I'm following. Now, hold on, I'm getting really confused here. I go through all the people that follow me, sorry, and the ones that I'm not following back, I look, and the reason I didn't follow them is because they didn't have any posts. I look to see if they've done any yet, and if they have, and it's no disrespect to anybody if they don't have time to do it, but I just won't follow somebody with no posts because I don't know who they are. So I do check every so often to see if they've got any now, which is why some people might suddenly realise that I'm following them after they've been following me for a long time, because I now know who I've got an idea who they are. So that's the people that follow me. Now, the people I follow, again, I didn't mean anything bad by saying, they don't post very often. Well, I don't know what's going on in their life. And if I said, I wish they'd post more, it's not because I think they should. It's because I enjoy what I hear when they do post, and I wish they had more time. That's what I meant to say. I don't know whether they're ill, whether they've got jobs. I mean, to be honest, the reason I can post so much, it isn't a very good one. It's because if I was fit, if I didn't have kidney problems, I'd be working. You know, I wouldn't be sitting at home going on Audioboo all the time. If I didn't have, you know, end-stage kidney disease, I would be working. God would hope, anyway. I was working up until, even though it was only part-time, because I didn't want to work when the kids were growing up. I did work till about 2009. And then after my divorce and I moved and everything, and the work actually dried up. So I was a classroom assistant at a local adult education college, helping VI people with basic computer skills. And we'd worked our way through all the waiting list and we'd done with most people, and the people that were coming along were elderly people who still had quite a lot of vision, and they were learning to use not Zoom, whatever it's called. It was Supernova. I can't remember what they call their screen reader, that the magnification part of it. And I couldn't really help them with that. The only way I could have done that was a bit to have an assistant, which, because I was working part-time, I wasn't eligible for. I did consider at one time, before all my divorce and my kidney problems really started to get out of hand, and I was encouraged by my colleagues to train as a tutor, in which case I would have had like a PA or someone to help me. But I didn't do that in the end. Unfortunately, it probably worked out for the best in the end, but I didn't take that road because I wouldn't be able to work now. But that's what I mean. You know, it's not a good reason that I'm able to post a lot. It's come out of something bad, so I try and make something good. And Audio Boom has really helped me. At the time last year when I was really hit rock bottom with everything, to listen to other people's thing was them going out to all of you who I listened to at the time. I'm still thankful, because I don't know how I would have got through it. It gave me hope that I can get out and do those things. And even though I don't do it on a regular basis, things have got better. And it's no small thanks to Audio Boom. Another pain, the app's an absolute pain in the arse and a complete and utter nightmare. That's the only reason I stick with it, because I like it so much. If it was any other app, if it was the Amazon app or a TapTapC or Facebook that caused so much problem and irritation and frustration, I would not use it. I certainly wouldn't pay to use it, which is what I do. So I just wanted to recognise these people and hope that other people might want to listen to them too. And I didn't mean anything offensive. I have removed the post because I don't want to be seen to be offensive to anybody. It's enough that my kids swear on here all the time, which if you find offensive, I usually label it, so you don't have to listen to that. I have removed the post. It did cause me a lot of palaver, but I did it. I tried doing it on Safari, and I couldn't log in because I had the disappearing keyboard thing. I've never had it on there before, and I don't have it on. I'm having no problem titling my booze on either of my phones, the 4S or the 6, since everyone else has had, well, a lot of people have had these problems. I haven't at all, but I had disappearing keyboard syndrome. Well, it wasn't exactly disappearing. I'd put in my username, go to put in my password, but it would just keep taking me back to the username field. It just refused to go to the password. And the first time I didn't realise, so I put my password in, so it was on the end of my username, and I tried it and tried it and tried it. I closed the app and all that. But in the end, I said, oh, well, I want to get rid of it. I cursed the day they made it so that you can't delete posts from the app, because you used to be able to delete your posts and not your messages, and now it's the other way around. You can delete your messages, but you can't, not the ones you've sent, but the ones you've received, but you can't delete your posts, which I think is mighty stupid. If people don't realise it's deleting them from the app, then that's just too bad. I mean, not the app, the website. Anyway, so I launched my laptop. The first time I tried to log in, the same thing happened that always used to happen on Audio Boo when I logged in. The screen reader died, the whole computer died. I had to reboot it with a much blueness of air, I might add. But anyway, I have removed it because I didn't want to cause any offence. And, you know, that's the last... That was literally the last thing on my mind. I really like all the people I'm following, and it doesn't mean to say I don't like the people who follow me. It's just that if you don't post, then I won't follow you back. And I don't mean any offense by it, but I do check every so often to make sure that, you know, because I want to follow people. But if they never post, then it's pointless to follow them, because you're never going to hear anything from them. And if they don't have time to post, then that's fine. But as long as they don't expect me to follow them, because I won't. But, you know, I say I don't leave it like that forever. I check every so often. And because I like to follow new people. And that's why I enjoyed hearing who other people follow, because I thought, oh, I'll go and have a look, because I love to hear new people, new ideas, a new perspective on things. You know, that's the thing I really love about this platform above something like Facebook. I'm not on Twitter, but I love Facebook, but this is much more personal, and that's why I didn't mean to offend anybody, and I'm really, really, really sorry if I said anything bad about any of you. I didn't mean to. I really am sorry. I won't do it again. That's all I can say, really. I'm sorry. I never meant it in a bad way. I was very conscious when I set out to do it that I didn't want to miss anybody out, because I didn't want to offend anybody. And when I say I like to hear more from someone, it's only because I like what they post. It's not because I think they're wrong, because they don't. I mean, I haven't got a clue what's going on in someone's life and, you know, what sort of things they're having to deal with. Most people anyway, so anyway, that's all I've got to say for now, and I'll speak to you again soon.